The 21 pedestrian fatalities in the county include 16 in the city of Tucson so far this year. That compares with 6 for all of 2012. Tucson Police Lieutenant Danny Denohian says the number has been in flux in recent years.
It kind of goes up and down. You go back to 2011, we had, I believe it was 19 fatals. You go back to 2007, we had 17. So you kind of get spikes up and down.
Police and other public safety officials are attacking the problem and hoping that initiatives that went into place 2 years ago begin to take hold soon. Ann Chenica is Tucson's bicycle and pedestrian coordinator.
2011 was another year in which there were a lot of pedestrian fatals. So a lot of things were kind of set in motion in 2011 and I think starting to unfold.
Chenica says more paved sidewalks to keep walkers off of the streets and educating pedestrians are key steps that came out of the efforts that began in the record-setting year of 2011. Lieutenant Denohian agrees that people need to change their walking habits when in traffic.
There's not a lot of defensive walking. If they see a light is for them to go ahead and cross, they go out there and they have the right of way. But even if you have the right of way, you still have to pay attention because a car coming through, you're going to lose that battle no matter what.
It's a matter of being right, but not being safe. And when people are on foot in traffic, they are necessarily safe.
When you're talking about pedestrian safety, it's challenging in that pedestrians are obviously the most vulnerable users out there.
And it is most likely both sides who are at fault. The simple solution is people paying attention when traveling, whether by car or on foot.
We see a lot of distracted walking, and we see a lot of distracted driving with drivers, too. So it's a combination of both.
And since it's both drivers and pedestrians who are the issue, the city of Tucson is focusing efforts on both sides. Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild says the issue has been something the city has worked hard to find a solution to. He believes it comes from both education and how the roads are built.
Part of that is education, both of pedestrians and drivers. And part of that is having infrastructure in place that can create safer pathways for pedestrians.
With that in mind, the city's bicycle and pedestrian office continues to try finding the best ways to make roads safer. As Chenica says, the city has already come up with one major improvement it is making use of.
One thing we found particularly effective is installing the pedestrian signals, the HOC signals. They have a motorist compliance rate of 97%.
The HOC signals are the road crossings at which a pedestrian can push a button and trigger flashing red lights at a crosswalk. The first U.S. city to use the signals was Tucson.
And the HOC signals were actually innovated here in Tucson by the former City of Tucson traffic engineer, Dr. Richard Nassy. He had traveled to Europe and saw some lights that were geared towards pedestrians and bicyclists in Europe and came here and adapted them.
Another tool is the Tucson Pedestrian Advisory Committee. The newly formed group is aimed to find other ways to lower the number of pedestrians injured by cars. Mayor Rothschild says the group is needed considering a similar group's past success.
We had the Bike Commission. I thought we ought to form the Pedestrian Commission. And the idea is for them to go around and find best practices and best resources so that we can create a walkable Tucson.
Walkability affects everyone. Valerie Vineyard is with AAA of Southern Arizona and the secretary of the Pedestrian Committee.
The fact is, all of us are pedestrians, some just more so than others, so we all need to follow the rules of the road.
She hopes the group can help solve the problem of pedestrian car collisions.
They established a Pedestrian Advisory Committee to increase awareness and increase safety among pedestrians. Record numbers of pedestrians are getting hit by vehicles, and we obviously want to do something to prevent that.
But such changes take time. As City Pedestrian and Bicycle Coordinator Chenica says, ideas from 2011 are just coming into practice 2 years later, and not all of them are in place yet. This is something that Vineyard has also noticed.
Some people think, oh, you know, you start a committee and you're immediately going to have new laws or do something, but obviously things take a long time.
So until that time, the best way to protect pedestrians is to encourage actively monitoring the road when walking. Lieutenant Denohian says a person who's walking should watch for cars just as he or she would when driving.
It's kind of like with defensive driving. When you're driving, you just don't want to worry about what you're doing. You're focusing out and looking what other people are doing. You're trying to be aware of the surroundings and your situation.
And because the biggest concern, whether in a car or on foot, is other vehicles, watching what the drivers are doing is the best way to prevent collisions, injury, and death. I'm Zach Ziegler, Arizona Public Media.